So when we finish Perek Vav in the Chavis of Talmidim, let's start Perek Zayin. But before we do that, we usually do a summary of the entire Perek, and that's what we'll do right now. So the Rebbe started out in Perek Shishi telling us that even though his plan is not to go through every one of the bad midas, like there's so many midas that are no good, but just like we talk about the meat of Atlas and the Atropos because it's so fundamental for growth, somebody that has it cannot even take the first step in the Avodas Hashem, so too he needs to speak about the meat of Yeshus, the ego that a person has, the gaiva that a person has. It's such a terrible machal also that somebody that has that will go down all the way to Sheol, and therefore he needs to speak about this as well. And sadly he says this is a very common thing, especially by the younger generation. People think that they're all grown up already. And everybody thinks that he has his own importance and he knows how to do things. He knows what's good and what's bad for him. And sometimes it's the father or the Rebbe that says to him something, and the Talmud seems to think he understands better himself or the topic at hand. And because of that, he looks at his Rebbe as somebody that's trying to force him to do something which is not wise, and he doesn't want to do it, but he has no choice, and therefore the Rebbe and the Talmud grow far apart because the Talmud has a very hard time with his Rebbe, and the same thing with his parents. Therefore, since this is such a fundamental issue that can destroy a person's ability to shtai, therefore, he wants to talk about it. And in fact, he says, someone that has this mido, very scary, loshaynis, ein shum davar l'kavris minar kezeh. There's nothing to hope for such a child. V'loy shum ma'ilo teva talavoy. And no good things can come out of that individual. And even the good meters that he's naturally born with, because he's a yid, they're also going to end up being used for bad. And everything is going to turn into horrible things, Chavshon. Because he is making with his assessment, which might not be totally proper, ideas of what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong, what's right and what's left. And he might not be knowing exactly what's right. And as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, at the end of the first paragraph, Vayikav lasei shanovim vayaz v'ushim. I was attempting to make anovim, and instead I made v'ushim. The good midas that Klai Yisrael has, especially a young person that's not so cynical yet, and they have the opportunity to become great as long as they're willing to be guided and understand that they don't fully understand everything yet. The moment, the worst, the one person that a teacher can't teach is a teacher. As a student is willing to be a student, and the teacher can teach it. But the teacher can't teach other teachers. And the moment that student feels that he's a teacher already, he understands, he comprehends, there's no more teaching such a person. That's why in Yiddishkeit we call people that are steiging a Talmud Chacham. Why don't we just call him a Chacham? The reason is because a Talmud Chacham is always someone that realizes he's still only a Talmud, and he has more to learn. The moment that a person thinks he understands better, there's nothing more you can teach him. He knows the best, finish. There's nobody home. In the second paragraph, he explains that Chazal already saw this. Chazal already talked about this in Sechta Seif, all the way at the end, where they explained that Ikvitz of the Mashiach Chutzpah Yaski. One of the things that are going to happen as far as the Mashiach is going to be an unbelievable amount of chutzpah. And as he explains that in the old generation, the Talmidim sat there with a Hachna in front of the Rebbe, and they were Mavatl themselves, and they realized that they were young, and they still needed some explaining and the need to some understanding to grow to be able to become Gedolei Yisrael. And it's like somebody that's lost in a forest and he's asking somebody for guidance on how to get out of the forest. That's how the children used to look at their Rebbeim. Like, I'm lost. I don't know. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. I don't know how to understand faces. I don't understand what the Marsha is saying. I don't know what's good for me. I don't know what's bad for me. Why this yeshiva is good, why this yeshiva is bad. They didn't understand, so they went to their parents. They went to their Rebbe. They tried to get an understanding. But if a person thinks that he knows best, very unfortunate. And every word that the Rebbe used to speak, they used to absorb it. And as he explains in the third paragraph, he says, you obviously have been coming to listen to what I have to say, and that's why you're listening to the Chavis of Talmidim. And he says, you know already what a Bachar means, the chosen one in Klal Yisrael, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so connected to you. And he wants what's best for you. He says, I'm asking you a question. Do you think is there a bigger disease and an illness than the people that we're talking about that have this terrible meeting? And he gave him two examples. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Yutet, Pashas Kedoshim, Ish Imoy Vavim Tiro. And Chazal told us in Zechus Ovitz and Mori Rabach to Mori Shemayim. You obviously know that that's true. You're supposed to fear your parents. And you're supposed to revere and respect your Rabbeim. You know that in your mind. And every time your Rebbe speaks, the Chazal told me that writes beautifully, that it's not your Rebbe speaking to you, it's Hashem speaking to you. It's just Hashem has your Rebbe's voice. Hashem can speak in many different voices. In fact, when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, you know what voice Hashem has? Nope. The first time Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, his voice was Amram's voice. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard his own father's voice. And he knew his father wasn't alive. And that's how he got the message. He turned around. Hashem spoke to him. But so too Hashem is speaking to you. Whatever your Rebbe's name is. That's him speaking to you. That's Hashem. And therefore, a person has to be sitting there, listening to Hashem and absorbing that information. If the Rebbe's the Erlich Rebbe, and I'm assuming that most of the Rebbeim that are hired in the schools that we send our children to are that, so it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through that Rebbe. And therefore you have to listen and be mekabel what he's saying, because it's Hashem speaking. Therefore, he says, the truth is, I really shouldn't be talking about this either. Since you all understand, it makes sense not to be about Gaiva or have the Yeshus, I really shouldn't be speaking about it. But Mishnah says, Ma'od Ma'od Aveh Shvaruch. Mishnah says you should be very, very much a Shvaruch. Meaning you have to move away from Geir to really a very far extreme. Therefore, maybe, he says, I don't have a Talmud that's going to be reading this that wouldn't listen to his father and that wouldn't listen to his Rebbe. Maybe that's already, you don't have that much Gaiva. That's already a lot of Gaiva. Maybe you have a little bit of Gaiva. You listen to them, but you wonder, they might not totally understand. They don't get me. They don't understand what I'm looking for. And maybe there are Rebbeim that don't understand, and parents that don't necessarily understand. But you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They do understand. And therefore, for those people, I'm going to speak, says Rebbe. Because even if you have a little bit of gaze, explains the Chavis HaTavidim, you need to do kibus urechitso, so your soul is purified, even from the dust of this. Not only that, not only if you have gaiva to your Rebbe or to your parents, but even if you have gaiva towards another friend, because you're smarter than him, or because you're stronger than him, or because you're better looking than him, for whatever reason you think that you have that, you said, no, that's the Yetzer Hara's claws getting into you. He's sticking his claws into you, because he wants you to have a little bit of gaiva. He knows you're not going to have gaiva to your Rebbe, maybe. He knows you're not going to have gaiva to your parents, maybe. So he starts with gaiva to the kid on the bus. That's a grade younger than you, older than you, same grade as you. That's how it starts. And once he gets his nails in, all he needs is to get in. Once he gets in, he just tears you apart. Can't let him in. No gaiva whatsoever. And in fact, the Rebbe goes on to explain in the next paragraph, the Ramas of Olamo, why would you think that you have any right to be think that you're better than anybody else in Klal Yisrael? You're here for the same reason they're here. You're not here for any better reason than they are. You're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the world cannot function without you, 100%. You're needed to be on this world in order for the world to function, but the world cannot function without that person either. So you're no better in the grand scheme of things. Just to say it, to bring it out very strong, to bring out my point, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wasn't more important to Hashem than I am. Hashem made me and Hashem made him. Not more important. And that's how every yid is. So why would you think you're better than another yid? Because you're smarter? Because you know how to learn a little bit better? You're not better than anybody else. You're just as important as the next yid is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And in fact, he explains that that's what Chana meant when she davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she used the lashon tzva'ois. She said, from all the tzva'ois are stars. From all the tzva'ois, from all the armies, Tzava is an army, and Tzava is also means a star. From all those armies in the world that you have, you can't give me one child, kind of says. You can't give me one, you have so many. What's one more? And he explains, what does this mean? Can't give me one more. And he says that we are all soldiers in Hashem's army. And just like if we'd be missing one soldier, the guy that cleans out the guns, we couldn't win a war. He's not standing there on the front lines, but he cleans out the guns. That's his job as a soldier. Imagine that guy decides to take over the day of work. So the next day when you go out to war, your gun is not clean, it's full of gunpowder, your bullets are not coming out, you're the enemy's target, and that's it, you're dead. The woman, who's more important, the guy that's actually shooting the enemy or the guy that's shooting the gun? Nobody's more important. Each part is as important as the next one. The guy cooking the kitchen in the army is just as important in the army, because if they don't nourish, they're not fed, then the army can't perform. And says that's what every single Jew is. We're part of Hashem's army, and everybody has a different role. One person's role is to respond to that cell phone. One person's role is to make sure everybody has something to eat. One person's role is to daven for the Yidden. The one person's role is to learn the whole day. Every person has a different role. Because he does something different than you, a Yiddish guy, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make him worse, or you better, or him better. We each have a different role to play. Obviously, we all have to daven, and we all have to learn. We all have certain things that we all have to do. But doesn't make it better than the other. And therefore, he says, coming to the end of the perek, he says, this is what Hannah was asking. I understand that you have so many troops, but can't you make one more troop? Can't you find another job for another yid? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously eventually ended up giving her a child, Shmuel HaNavi. We're not fighting Hashem's war with spears and guns and tanks and airplanes. We're fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war, defending HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor in the way we can. And everybody has their role to play. Therefore, he's begging in the second to last paragraph that we learned yesterday. Love each other. As the Mishnah says in Avos, you gotta love the next guy as much as you love yourself. It's so basic, it's so fundamental, because if you realize that your Avodah Hashem cannot be complete without the other guy, you would love him as much as you love yourself. Because you realize, what am I here for? I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if that guy is not here or not doing his job. So therefore, I love him because he's doing his job, and therefore that makes me be able to do my job. I need every single yid, every single person in the world even, is necessary for the godless Hashem to come out. So therefore, Yehi Chavoy Chavarecho Chavarecho Kishalach. And sometimes, he says, the person feels like, no, fine, I'll love him, I'll give him a gift, I'll love him a little bit. But that's not what we want from you. This is the last paragraph I'm going to read again inside, just because it's such a powerful paragraph. Avachem Tiyah Mepnei, your love for another year should be because Shetedu V'tiz Jew, because you'll remember and know Sh'atem Kulchem Shluchei Hashem, because you're all messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'en Kol Echad Mekem Yachaloyim, not one Yid can and should say Ani La'atmi V'chaver Yitzofel Shabbat. I'm important, I exist, but my friend also exists. He's a tuffel. Now one person's allowed to say this. Shum davar lo yibachem tali. It's nothing to do with you. Rakhva mashallah etchem Hashem amarim. Rather, the first, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sent you. You, with all your powers, with all your energy, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As kol echad mikem yalav yigadol, and then you'll end up growing in ruchnis and gashmis also. As much as we said yesterday, two components. As much as you grow and put in effort, you'll grow as much as effort you put in, and as much as anava, humility you have. That's the only way you'll end up growing. And he says, I've seen many Talmidim that had unbelievable kaitas, but they didn't have humility, and they didn't strive to become anything. And he said, I've seen also the other way. People that didn't necessarily have the major, major kaitas, but they strived and they became something special because of the humility and the anava. And therefore, he's begging, literally, the Megiz Zaita HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilei, Chazal tells us. The person holds himself great, Hashem will knock you down. We learned earlier that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and him can't live in the same world at the same time. So that has Gaiva. And therefore, ending off the Perek Vav, we'll start tomorrow Perek Zayin, but he's ending off Perek Vav, in order for a person to be able to shtag, he has to uproot this mitzvah of Geus. Of course, if he has Geus to the fullest extent, but even if he has a smidge of it, because Ma'od Ma'od HaVesh Ha'Ruach, even if you have a smidge of it, a little bit of it, you have to uproot it in order for you to become something special and great. That's the show tomorrow. It's not very sweet.